And we are back at the Johnson Low Gallery in Buckhead for the book signing and the book launch of Shelf Life of a Trophy Wife. And the star of the evening is joining me now, Lisa Rayner, the author of the book. Lisa, first of all, congratulations. From everything I've seen, a very successful evening.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been an amazing evening with, first of all, it's in the gallery with all these beautiful paintings surrounding us. And then all my friends and family, and one foe came. No, I'm just teasing. My favorite ex-husband showed up. So it's been really overwhelming. Very pleased.
We had the opportunity to interview your favorite ex-husband,
yes,
as well. But he said you were his favorite ex-wife.
Yes.
So it's working out well. Talk about the book, Shelf Life of a Trophy Wife. You read a passage to the audience earlier this evening.
I did.
Talk about the inspiration for the book, why you decided to write it.
Well, you know, everyone thinks it's going to be a lighthearted book, but it's a very dark and very raw book. It deals with growing up as a Southern Baptist woman in a, you know, male-dominated society and having to fit in and making my way. So it touches taboo subjects, a lot of different abuse that I endured. And I wanted to write the book after everybody was coming out against Bill Cosby for the, you know, being drugged and date raped, and no one believed the women, and it infuriated me. And then I went, well, you know, that happened to me, and I never spoke up either. So if I can't speak up, and I've gone on to have a great career with, you know, fabulous friends and family, then who can? So that's what made me decide to go ahead and put pen to paper.
How long was the process from the idea, I want to do this, to getting it published?
Probably 10 years. It's been festering in me to do it. And I shied away from it because it was a very painful to look back on all the abuses that I survived and never spoke about, because, you know, a good Southern Baptist, we just swept everything under the rug. And I felt it was time. And it just, you know, it just came together with perfect harmony with Fitting Words as my Nashville publisher. And then I have this great community of women and friends. I have a great marketing team. They're all family, my daughters and my niece. And so we just decided to take the plunge and do it. And here we are.
Did you find that writing the book maybe was therapeutic in a way for you?
It was. No, it really was very hard, and I found myself crying a lot, and even having to edit it going back, because these things I just kind of put out of my mind, but I kind of had a really good memory, and I had to open some passages that I didn't want to go, and went back and brought it up, just because I want to help other people. And I think this is going to help a lot of women to realize that they're not alone, and it's okay to say, you know, me too.
Were there times where you were second-guessing yourself and thinking, maybe I probably don't need to do this? Because,
no,
as you say, it was very difficult.
It was very difficult, but I never doubted it, because this is my story and it's true. And I think that, you know, with me willing to tell my story, that I really hope that I will help other women that hide in the shadows and pretend that everything's okay. You know, smile for the camera and the picture-perfect Christmas card, when really you're breaking inside.
The title doesn't really give you an insight into what the story's about between the covers. Shelf Life of a Trophy Wife. Talk about how coming up with that title.
Well, I mean, you know, I never thought of myself as a trophy wife, and all of my friends that people call us trophy wives, we're very accomplished women, but, you know, people tend to put labels on you.
What is your definition of a trophy wife?
Well, I think it's someone who stays at home and eats bonbons and, you know, goes to Neiman Marcus and a member of In Circle, which I've been before, so I have been a trophy wife at one point. But, you know, all of my friends, they're beautiful, accomplished businesswomen. Then we, you know, support our, you know, each other and support charities, and we do a lot of good in the community. So that's kind of a play on words, and that's the shelf life. Like, you know, everything has a shelf life and has an ending.
Where can people get their hands on this book?
Well, from my website, lisakrainer.com. I'm also on Amazon, and I do believe that it's going to be in, you know, available throughout wherever you find books, Barnes & Noble and local bookstores, hopefully.
And you mentioned lisakrainer.com. We want people to know Rainer is R-A-Y-N-E-R.
Correct. Correct.
Lisa, congratulations. Is there anything that could have gone better tonight? It seemed to go very well.
No, I think it's gone really well, and it's been a beautiful backdrop for a harrowing story. We had so many people that came out, and I really appreciate all of my friends.
On behalf of Riptide, we are enthusiastic to be a part of this event. Such wonderful people tonight that we got to meet, including your favorite ex-husband.
Exactly. And you know what? Speaking of Riptide, you've got the cookies here. We need to give out our fabulous Shelf Life of a Trophy Wife cookies. People are hiding them underneath the table so they can take them all home. So I'm getting ready to do that, and appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Lisa Rainer, the star of the evening and the author of Shelf Life of a Trophy Wife, joining us here on our broadcast.